This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Democratic lawmakers in the U.S. Congress will take a big step this week in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Members of the House Intelligence Committee are getting a chance to review the report before it's sent to the Judiciary Committee for Wednesday's landmark hearing. White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who calls the inquiry baseless and highly partisan, has declined an invitation for the president's counsel to appear at the hearing. Wednesday's hearing is expected to convene legal experts whose testimony, along with the report from the Intelligence Committee, could lay the groundwork for possible articles of impeachment, which the Judiciary Committee is expected to draw up soon. Mike Hempen, Washington.
President Trump says U.S. legislation backing protesters in Hong Kong did not make trade negotiations with China easier, but he adds he believes Beijing still wants a deal with the United States. In retaliation, AP's Ken Moritsugu reports China is taking action against the U.S.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry announced that it would suspend any visits by U.S. Navy ships to Hong Kong, to the Hong Kong port, and it would also put some kind of sanctions on various American pro-democracy organizations and human rights organizations.
That's AP's Ken Moritsugu reporting. Also on Monday, President Trump is accusing Brazil and Argentina of hurting U.S. farmers through currency manipulation. He says he'll slap tariffs on their steel and aluminum imports.
They've devalued their currency very substantially by 10%. Argentina also. And I gave them a big break on tariffs, but now I'm taking that break off.
Brazil's president and admirer of Mr. Trump is calling for talks on the subject. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. You can also find our mobile app online, and this is VOA News. President Trump will arrive soon in London for a NATO summit. Reuters' Francesca Linal reports.
At the London summit, marking NATO's 70th anniversary, leaders will try to put on a show of unity as they face questions about the future of the US-led alliance. Trump is due to hold separate talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron, who recently vented that NATO was experiencing brain death, prompting Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan to tell Macron to check that his own brain was not failing. Macron complained of a lack of strategic coordination between European allies on the one hand and the United States and Turkey on the other. U.S. officials regard the NATO summit as a celebratory moment for Trump, as his pressure on member nations has led many to increase their military spending.
The annual climate change meeting opened today in Madrid. Democratic members of Congress attending the conference say the United States remains committed to the Paris Climate Accord, despite President Trump's decision to withdraw from the agreement. AP's Zuria Shackley.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience at this year's UN climate meeting in Madrid that we're still in it. Pelosi, who led the delegation of more than a dozen members of Congress to the Spanish capital, said climate change poses a threat to public health, the economy, and national security. The congressional group is separate from the official U.S. delegation at the COP25 conference. The U.S. technically remains a member of the Paris Accord until November the 4th, 2020. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The European Union and the United Nations are coordinating the international efforts to assist Albania after last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 people and left thousands homeless. Albania's defense minister says 780 rescuers from the EU and other countries are helping with the search and rescue efforts. Dictionary.com has released its annual Word of the Year. This year, the word is existential. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Existential is an adjective affirming or implying the existence of a thing. The word has been brought up by people like teenage climate change activist Greta Thunberg.
We are now facing an existential crisis.
And Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
The president is literally an existential threat to America.
Dictionary.com says there were sustained searches for existential after these references, as well as in the aftermath of wildfires, Hurricane Dorian, and deadly mass shootings. Even Toy Story 4 character Forky sparked searches for existential.
I don't belong here!
John Kelly with Dictionary.com says searches for existential literally and figuratively speaks to the sense of grappling with our survival. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.